Welcome to the seventh and final season of The Great Sending, a series of devotions about God's heart for the world beating through you, edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Season 7 is called Nailing the 12 Mission Theses to the Church Door. This season is going to be a little bit different from the other ones. There are 12 different mission theses that I will read through this season to you and give Bible passages that are connected to each one of them, offering you just time to hear and connect the dots as to what's being talked about in the Great Sending. These mission theses are based on some work done originally by Drs. Dean Nadasty and Robert Newton on behalf of past gatherings of missional leaders. To fully appreciate the 12 theses, there are 7 initial points to make to be thinking about as we go through them. First, the theses provide a succinct definition of the Missio Dei based on the Word of God. So all of this that we've been talking about is solidly biblical. Secondly, the theses provide an identity of who we are as a Missio Dei missional apostolic people. Who we really are as the people of God, you and I, because we have been called to this apostolic mission. Third, these theses provide a declaration, making known publicly the confessed nature of the one holy Christian apostolic church to fellow Christians and institutional churches, included St. Thomas and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but also to the church at large. Point number 4. These theses provide a missional statement in the context of past and current Missio Dei misconceptions, faulty mindsets, and behaviors. Number 5, I don't know if you realize, but there were 42 Missio Dei biblical immersion studies. That was each of those episodes, 42 episodes leading to today. They provide a basis for and the scriptural backup for these theses that I'm going to be presenting here in Season 7. Number 6, these theses provide an opportunity and invite subscription by others during or after the immersion, a multitude of missional leaders together nailing it. Finally, please note that these theses provide an opportunity to affirm, here we stand for the sake of Christ's mission and assert soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory. Okay, are you ready to get into the theses? Well, here is mission thesis number 1. We believe, teach, and confess that God's mission, that is, the Missio Dei, which belongs to Him and His love for the world, that this mission centers in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need look no farther than John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 in regard to this thesis. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Again, this first thesis is that we believe, teach, and confess that God's mission centers in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we're talking about God's mission, we're talking about the Missio Dei, which belongs to God and His love for the world. Well, let me add just one more thesis to this first episode. give you some time to think and pray. Thesis number two. We believe, teach, and confess that God's love has given his apostolic authority to Christ to carry out the mission to administer forgiveness of sins and eternal life to the whole world. The truth, freely justified for Christ's sake through faith, is Christianity's central teaching. All other doctrines are antecedent or consequent. The center, the foundation of the Christian faith, is that we are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith. Well, where do we look in the Bible in regard to this second thesis? Well, let's start with John 17, the first three verses. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is life, eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." In Luke 4, verses 18 and 19, we are told, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," said Jesus, "because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Toward the end of Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49, we are told, "Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high.'" These words lead right into the Great Commission of Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, where Jesus came and said to his apostles, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And finally, from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, we are told, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ." This passage goes on in chapter 3, 21 to 23, to say, "So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's." Well, the central truth of the Christian faith is that we are freely justified for Christ's sake through faith, and God's mission centers in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ, his mission being getting that word of justification, forgiveness of salvation out to all. Well, I hope this gives you something to think about and pray about in regard to what is the Bible all about? What is the church all about? What is the message that we have? What is the message that you have, and what are we doing with it? Lord Jesus, send us your Holy Spirit, that we might not only receive the wondrous gifts that you give to us, forgiveness and eternal life, but that we might share these gifts with all we encounter. In your name, amen. This concludes episode 1. I encourage you, I hope you'll join me again soon for episode 2.